Bishus Marina Rav Shlita, Zimun is a topic which is often overlooked and not regarded with sufficient importance. There is in fact a machlokas between poskim as to whether it's derabbanan or deraisa. There are some views who hold that to bench mezuman after benching, even with only three people, is a mitzvah deraisa. That you are making a kind of bracha, even though it's not a bracha in the normal textual sense of Baruch Atah Hashem, the fact that you say Baruch She'achalnu Mishalom V'tzuno Chayinu is a bracha, is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a mitzvah to do it, if one can, with three people or ten people, with the extra word Elokeinu. And on what is this based? The Mishnah, at the beginning of the seventh perek of Brachos, says that Shlosha She'ochlu Ke'echod, three people who eat like one unit, then there is a mitzvah to do Zimun, and it's brought in the Gemara from a number of Pesukim. Gadnu Lashem Iti and Aroma Moshemo Yachtov. There's a very big inyan that when we praise Hashem, we do it all together as a collective number of people rather than as individuals. And also the Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Lelokeinu. I am calling Hashem's name to magnify His greatness. And that is combined with the fact that we have a mitzvah min HaTorah v'chalzav v'savotah v'irachto es Hashem elokecho. So when you eat and drink and be satisfied, you have to bench. And when you do bichas hamazon, that is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And as part and parcel of the mitzvah of bichas hamazon, you will bench mezuman, which is then also a d'oraisa. That is the view of the Chazon Ish. There are some who will say, no, the mitzvah of mezuman is d'rabbanon, and that it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah of benching, but it's a separate mitzvah of Hovu Godel Elokeinu, of the Roma Shemo Yachtov, of praising Hashem. So it's so important to bench mezuman that if two people are eating together, it is written that it's a mitzvah for them to seek out a third person to join them in order that they can bench mezuman. And in the same way, if there are seven people eating together, it's a mitzvah for them to try and find three other people in order to bench mezuman, even if they just have a snack with them. That doesn't mean that one has to go out and flag cars down in the street to stop people. Just, you might do that when you want a minyan for Maariv, but if it's people in the same building, in the same house, then you will ask them to join you. It's not quite the same thing as a minyan for davening. And the Ben Ish Chai says in Parshas Korach, and he brings it down from the Ari, that the idea of benching mezuman has many mystical, constructive connotations in that it removes the satan and his influences. So we cannot underestimate how important this mitzvah is. So when is the chiyuv to bench mezuman? When does it apply and when does it not apply? And there are really four main principles about it. Number one is the shiur, the measurement of the food that you are eating, namely a kezias of pus, that you will sit down and eat bread of a kezias, that if two of you have done so, the third can join in with a snack or fruit or some other kind of delicacy or whatever it is to just give the idea of three eating together. And which brings the next thing, and that is kevius. The fact that you're sitting down as one unit, the mokom, the place that you're in, creates a kevius. And then, of course, there's a man that when are you eating together? Are you starting to eat together? Are you finishing to eat together? Well, both of those, or either of those, can play a constructive part in benching mezuman. And that then, together with the idea of machol, we've said, of eating pas, creates the conditions right for benching mezuman. And the third person, or the eighth, ninth and tenth people, don't have to wash for motzi to eat with. They have this snack, and if they don't want to eat anything, they can have a drink. They can have a revius. But water is not counted. Water is not considered choshev enough. Now, when they eat, therefore, they are sitting. What if they're just standing around? What if you have a buffet reception where people are standing around talking, where they have also washed for hamotzi? So they've put out rolls and you're eating rolls, but people are standing around talking. Those conditions are not right for benching mezuman, because there isn't a kevius. You really have to get down and eat kezias onto a table, sitting down, and then to bench mezuman. And so when I say one table, what about if you've got people on lots and lots of tables? At weddings you have lots of tables. In restaurants you have lots of tables. What are the conditions which create the mezuman then? With a wedding, it's a joint prepared meal. The meal is prepared for all the guests together. So you can bench mezuman together even though you're on separate tables. But really, in a restaurant, one comes, one goes. It's not a kavios in the same sense. The meal isn't prepared for all of you together. It's prepared separately for you at different times. So there isn't really the ability to bench mezuman. But if you hear other people saying mezuman, you can answer them, even though you're on a separate table. But if, let's say, you're on a table with people whom you're not related to, or, you know, you're in a hotel and you come down for breakfast and you sit at a table and somebody who's from another room who you don't know comes and sits with you and might schmooze with you, might not schmooze with you, it doesn't matter. The fact that you're eating together on one table creates conditions right in order to bench mezuman. So what about if you're on a journey? If you're on a journey and you've got this sporadic kind of nature, just like with people standing around in a buffet, what about when you are on a train, on a ship, on a plane, in a car? What are the conditions which can create mezuman? So the Sefer Piskei Teshuvos says it can depend a lot on what your intention is at the outset. Really, when you're on a journey, you should actually say, let's now eat here. Let's designate, and that creates the conditions for kavios, of fixing the place. So also that there is an intention of people to join together. So if you're travelling in a Sheirut car, say from London to Manchester, or you're flying to Tel Aviv, and people are eating their sandwiches, you cannot necessarily make mezuman unless there is an intention to join up, that there is intention to be together. If you're on a ship, well, a ship is almost like a proper building, the way ships are nowadays. There's no question about the fact that you can bench mezuman with other people. On a train or on a plane, if the conditions then are right, that you have the intention to join together, you bench mezuman. Because then you can create a kavios, even though you're in motion, as it were. But in a car, the Piskei Teshuvos is not so happy about mezuman. If people are cramped to get in the car, because the whole purpose of the car is really just to get from place A to place B in the best, safest possible way, and you're not intending to create a kavios by means of eating. And he feels that the conditions are only right if you stop the car. If you stop the car and you're making your picnic in the car, that creates the kavios. But if you're still moving, he feels uncertain about it. But what about if you're like at a garden party at Buckingham Palace? Well, there are questions also about having a mixture of Jews and non-Jews and so on, then the mezuman won't take effect. It's not possible to bench mezuman if you're just standing around chatting with people, walking from one table to another. So that's the idea of kavios. Then the other condition we spoke about is zman, and that is, are you starting the meal together or are you finishing together? So if you start the meal together and one person has to leave early, so he can initiate the mezuman before he leaves because you've started together. In the same way, if you finish together, and you haven't started together, where one person joins you towards the end, then you can also bench mezuman. So it's either the starting or the finishing. But if you come late and you leave early, then it's already a dodgy issue if you can do a mezuman. But if two people had eaten, and they had really finished eating, but they still got an appetite, but they can eat more, then a third can still join them. But if they had already finished eating, then there isn't really this eating together. And then when the third person joins, you can just have a snack such as fruit. But there is a bit of difference here in the custom between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. The Ashkenazim are more flexible when it comes to having the snack for the third person. But for the Sephardim, that's not enough. He should eat something more substantial. Although the Gemara already talks about, if you have two people eating, but you've got another person who is mistovev, he's walking around like a waiter, can he join in as a participant for the mezuman? So the Gemara says, well, if you've got two people, then you can pull that third person in to make that mezuman. But it's already b'dieved, because if you've got three people, that person should really be included properly in the meal in order to qualify to bench the mezuman. Now, there's a lot of question in the poskim about whether women bench mezuman. Do they or don't they? There's a Gemara in Arachin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, which talks about Hakol Chayovin. Everybody is duty-bound to bench Mazuman, which must mean that women have a duty as well. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Brachas, Mem Hei Amud Aleph, where it might be said that women don't have such a duty like men, or women would not have Zimun said over them by men. So that is where the question is a matter of debate between the Rishonim. When we are benching Birchas Hamazon, obviously women have to bench Birchas Hamazon, but they don't have quite the same strong duty like men do. Why? Because there are certain things we say in the benching which indicate for the land of Eretz Yisrael which I give you, and men are commanded on the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, of conquering the land of Israel. Women are not commanded to conquer the land of Israel. So therefore, the benching being tied up to Kibush Eretz Yisrael is not as strong for women as it is for men. And we say, Al Shein Chalto Alav Oseinu, the idea of Nachalot. And then we also say Al Baris Choshecho Samto Bitsarenu. Baris is an Indian with men and not with women. And we say Valchukecho Shosamtonu, they got there the Indian of Talmud Torah as well. So altogether, although women have the duty of Birchas Hamazon, the general view which prevails is that it's for Rabbanon, not so Daraisa like with men. So are they duty bound or aren't they duty bound? If we say that it's part of the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, then obviously they're duty-bound to bench Mazuman. But if we say that benching Mazuman is not part of the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, but is a separate mitzvah completely, then it might not be duty-bound for them. So the Gemara actually quotes a Baraisa that women do bench Mazuman. And Tosfos say, well, it's only optional. If they want to, they can, but they don't have to. And Rashi follows that view. This is in Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. The Smug says it's only optional for women when they are eating with other women. But if they are eating with men, when the men bench Mazuman, they are obliged to join in. Alright, maybe they won't be so loud about it because they won't make a show of their voices and they'll join in quietly, but they will join in. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, I disagree with Tosfos completely that it's just optional. He says there's a chiyuv. Why? Reason number one, he says, it says Hakol Chayovim Bezimun. Everybody. And when it says everybody, that means men and women. So therefore women have to bench Bezimun. Reason number two, a woman has a mitzvah of benching. And he ties up the mitzvah of Bezimun with the mitzvah of benching. So he says, if women have to bench, then obviously they have to bench Bezimun. And thirdly, the Gemara says that women have ikadeos, their own minds. They are individuals in their own right, so each one of them we regard like a man, and therefore there is the same obligation. So those are the ideas which are brought by the Rosh. Tosfos in Brachos Memei actually refers to a Rishon who asked his daughters to bench Mazuman when they are eating on their own without men being present. When men are present, I'll leave it to the men to do, but when the men are not there, then the women should do it. The Ritzvah, he says that there is a Din D'Oraisa here. He says that there is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, and he says that women may even lead the Mazuman when there are men present. That's how strong he is about the mitzvah. And the Ramban says that women are obliged, but he doesn't require that they say Elokeinu. Obviously we've spoken about women having a lesser degree of prominence in Birchas Hamazon because of Kibush Eretz Yisrael and the other reasons we described. And women don't constitute a minyan like men do, so we don't have the mitzvah of saying Elokeinu amongst women. But apart from that, women should bench Mazuman. The Sefer Michtam says that Chazal really wanted to limit as much as possible the mingling of the sexes, males and females, to keep them a bit separate. And therefore, there is a discouragement, as it were, amongst the view in the Minhag HaOlam for women to do Mazuman with men. And the Meiri, what is worried about, men and women sitting, dining, drinking together, getting drunk, and then frivolity might happen. So he says, when they're on their own, sure, they should bench Mazuman. But when they're not, when they're mixing with men, they should keep a lower profile. So the Shulchan Aruch brings this down in the Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes in Sif Zayin, the view of Tosfos, that it's optional. And when they're on their own, they will bench Mazuman. But when they're with men, then they do join in. The Bi'alocha there, Dibar Maschil Noshim, he quotes the Vilna Gaon, like the Rosh, that there is a Chiyuv when they are with other women, but he ends up with a conclusion that the Minhag HaOlam is that women don't bother. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Kuf Tzadi Tes Yud Zayin, that women can answer with mezumen when they are with men. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach actually is even more positive than that, and he said that women should take part. If men hear women benching, the men should answer. And this is also the view of Rav Eliashiv. Strangely, Rav Ellison in his Sefer Hoshav HaMitzvah says that when men hear women benching, they should leave. They shouldn't listen. But so what is the minhag olam? I asked one or two girls who were in Gateshead Seminary, they told me they never bother, they don't bench mezumen. I don't know why. I don't know what the other girl sems do, but it doesn't seem to be a prevailing practice. But clearly when you go through the poskim, the overwhelming view is that women should be benching mezumen, certainly if they are on their own. And the view of the Shulchan Aruch is that when they are with men who are benching mezumen, then they do take part and answer as well. What about children? Do children have a duty to bench mezumen when they're on their own? You might argue that since children have the mitzvah, there's the inyan of chinuch, therefore maybe they should bench mezumen. But that's not the case. The Ritva says you can include children if they've reached the age of chinuch, but they then can't lead the mezumen, but they may respond. And he allows within a minyan of 10 up to 3 children to take part. The Torah quotes Rabbi Chananel, who says no, children don't do mezumen at all. And Rav Haigon, Rabbeinu Peretz, says you can include them in the 10 up to the number of 3, but not when you do a mezumen of just 3 people. We don't include children at all, but we try so hard to make a minyan in order that we can say the word Elokeinu, that we're more flexible when it comes to 10, and we allow up to 3 children. The Beis Yosef, the Mechab of the Shulchan Aruch, says no kids. We don't include them. So that's something which the children might feel left out about, but in due course they'll be able to take part when they're older. Yes?
Sometimes people add, you run over and over, those times some people add, I'll be married, right? If women are obligated, do you say in Rossi as well, isn't it?
No, I've heard people doing it, Bishus Balas Habayis, Bishus Imi Merosi, but it doesn't seem correct, no. The reason why we say Bishus is because there are certain priorities when it comes to mezumah, and we'll come to those in a minute, that who comes first, like the Kohen, right? And therefore you are saying Bishus HaKohen in order to acknowledge the fact that really he should have been the one who was benching. If it's the woman of the house, she wouldn't have been leading the benching, so you wouldn't have to say Bishus or Imi Merosi or Balas Habayis.
But then you'll
give them a bracha.
Right,
when you're benching, and we'll come to this if we've got time, you're going to give a bracha to the Balas Habayis. Yirotzen Shleivesh Loikalein Bala Habayis Hazer, which is done later on, either after Aliyachasrein or in the Arachamons, and you'll see some Sidurim and Benchers have a nusach for Baalas Habayis, and that would be particularly appropriate if the host is a widow or whatever, and it's clearly a woman host and no man host at all. And therefore you should always give praise to the host of the meal. But it doesn't have to be in the mezumen. So there's a lot of questions about can one leave early? If you're going to be in a meal and you're benching with a minion, the name Elokeinu comes up, there are a lot of poskim who say you have to stay put, because you know, how can you leave if that mitzvah is not going to be able to come your way? And we're only talking about if you're the 10th man. You could be the 13th or 14th man. You're giving up the mitzvah mezumen, which is a mitzvah according to some daraisa. Can you leave the meal? On the other hand, you might say, what can I do? The wedding's going on too late, and I've got to get home to get the babysitter away, and I have to leave early, and I can't take it, all this loud music. I need to get out of here. So what is the din on this? So the poskim do tackle this problem, because l'chatchila, one should really be there for the mezumen. However, the Igros Moshe in Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Vav says, if you know in advance that you're going to have to leave early, you can make a tanai. You make a stipulation that I'm going to leave early, and therefore the chiyuv doesn't chol on you, it doesn't fall upon you if you have made such a stipulation in advance. And this is agreed with by the Be'er Moshe in Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Beis. He says, he agrees that you can make a stipulation, but then he says, ideally then, try not to wash famotzi the same time as everybody else, because we said that the chiyuv of a muzumin is if you all start together or if you all finish together. If you wash your hands famotzi a bit later than everybody else, so that you're a latecomer as well as an early leaver, then the chiyuv of starting together or finishing together doesn't bite. and therefore it's less of a problem. But obviously, if you're finishing before the others, you're not finishing together, so you can go. Fine. So what if people benched and they realised, oi, Gewalt, what if one of you benched and you realised, oi, I should have benched Mazuman with you? So there are three people sitting together, all having eaten together, and one of them benches and they realise, oh my goodness, we didn't bench Mazuman. Has he cancelled out the ability to bench Mazuman? The Simon Kufzadi Dalad in Shulchan Aruch says you still can do a Mazuman. Although he had separated, the other two still had the chiyuv. Since the other two still had a chiyuv, and there happens to be a third person present, they could still bench Mazuman. But the Magen Avraham says this will only apply if each one of them ate bread. Each one of them then had a more stronger kavius at the table. But if one of them only ate fruit or a snack, he undermines the zimun for all three. So although you can have a third person joining up to eat some fruit, when you want to bench Mazuman, fine. That's all okay when he joins you at the end and has a snack, and then he effectively creates the conditions right for Mazuman. But if the three people ate together, and one of them had fruit, and then he benched. Sorry, he didn't even bench because he only had fruit, but he said bona foshes. So then he has cancelled out the ability for all three to bench Mazuman. So says the Magen Avraham. So the fruit or other snack enables a Zuman to take place, but it's not strong enough to prevent that cancellation from occurring.
Fantastic. If all three have had bread, and then one benches by himself, the other two are going to bench Mazuman without that third?
With that third.
Then how can he say in the Baruch Lo Kingdom he's already benched?
He's not.
I hope he said,
well, that seems to be the view of the Shulchan Aruch, that the fact is that he had eaten with them the Kaleos. So even though he did some sort of cancellation by his benching, nevertheless, B'diyeved, a Mazuman can still take place. So that's the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph. What about if you want to leave before Sheva Brochus? Does the same apply where you are foregoing not only the Mazuman, but at a wedding or a Sheva Brochus, you're foregoing the Sheva Brochus? Do you have a Chiyav then to wait for the Sheva Brochus? Now this is without responsibility for the insult you might be showing to your host who is making a wedding this week and you want to leave early. No, but if you want to leave before the Sheva Brochus, then the Tzitz Eliezer and the Sheva Alevi say we're more easy going on that. Why? Because the duty of Sheva Brochus is only tied up to the benching and is not tied up to the meal. The duty of Mazuman is tied up to the meal, but the duty of Sheva Brochus is linked to the benching and not to the meal. And so there's a bit of a difference there. And strangely, the Sefer Nisuin Kil Choson in Peret Yudalud, Pei Dalud, he says something quite odd. He says, well, as it's not so common for people to stay till the very end at the wedding, there isn't such a commitment to stay for the Sheva Brochus. I've seen in America, everybody's left and just the close family stay behind, which I don't know how people can have the chutzpah to do it to their host, but he says that's what people do, and therefore they can leave before the Sheva Brochus.
Well, what if you're the Ponim Chadoshes?
Ah, if you're one of the Ponim Chadoshes,
you're not Ponim Chadoshes.
You're not going to be very choshev anymore, are you? Yeah. I think for Ponim Chadoshes you have to be there for the... Yeah, it's not enough just to be there for the meal. It's Tzad Tzavar, you need to be there for the Sheva Brochus. Yeah. Interesting point.
The reason for Ponim Chadoshes is in order to have better food.
To have better food and to create an added simcha, a renewed simcha, that there's something which you didn't have as a simcha already. What if you didn't eat with anybody and everybody's mentioning Mazuman? What if you're sitting at a table giving a bagel share and you don't feel like eating, but you know you can't mix work with pleasure, but everybody else has been eating? Can you answer the Mazuman which other people are making? And it's nice to be able to answer because you've got the Elokeinu and you've got a minion. So the halacha there is you really should answer, but you won't say the same wording. You'll say Baruch Elokeinu u'mavorach shemo tomid le'olam v'ed. So you won't say she'ochal mimishalo because you haven't eaten, but you will simply make a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he and his name are blessed forever, and that way you take part in the Mazuman. But if you just had a revius, then you can take part. Certainly we are familiar that there are additional bits we say when there's a Sheva Brochus or when there's a Bris Mila. There's some very nice Hebrew words we add. But the Sheva Brochus says, Devei Hoser v'gam charon v'ozi lein b'shir yaron. Remove pain and anger, and then the mute will sing with joy. And this seems to be a reference to the most ultimate destination of Olam Habo, when everything will be perfect. Lead us in the ways of righteousness. We say, Nechenu b'magle tzedek, Sheva v'kasmenei shurun. All nice and poetical for making the Choson and Kala happy, and also out of Bris Mila we add the words Noda L'Shimcha V'Sochem Unai Baruch Atem Hashem, and there are quite a number of standards there. We give thanks to you, Hashem, my faithful. What's the idea of my faithful? Because those at the Bris Mila are showing their Emunah in carrying out a mitzvah of Emunah, and so we have this idea of Noda L'Shimcha V'Sochem Unai B'Shus Kelayom, beautiful words Kelayom V'Narom Miskav Litos Batzorah, etc., with the premium and awesome God, permission of the awesome God who is the tower of strength, and in times of trouble Hashem is all powerful. All very nice. So what is the order of priority when you bench Mazuman? Who gets it first? Is there an order of priority? And contrary to common opinion, it's not really the Kohen who has the greatest priority. According to most views, it is the guest. The guest who's sitting at the table gets the greatest priority, and even if the host is a big Talmud Chacham and a Kohen or whatever it is, the guest gets priority. Why is this? Because the guest, when benching, will then be enabled to say a bracha for the balabayas. And this is what we were referring to slightly earlier, and it's in all good Siddurim and benches. There are one or two different versions. That no sin or bad thoughts should come to him. A good blessing for the Balabais. And there is a note in this particular Siddur here. The Gemara Brachas Memov Yesh Tefillah Rucha Shispala LaReach Nichvod Balabais. That this tefillah is actually brought in the Gemara, and there are different versions of it in Arachaim Siman Reish Aleph. But the Gaon Rav Yaakov Emden has queried, why is it that people don't bother saying it? Just people miss it out. He says it's very important that it should be said. It's written in the Shulchan Aruch, brought from the Gemara, and there is amazement that people neglect it. Maybe the reason why it's often neglected is because a lot of people who bench Mazuman aren't using the kos. They're not benching over a cup of wine. And it says, Misha Noslim no kos, person who receives the cup. And maybe to be Malami Tzuchus for people while they miss it out. But really, there's no reason why you can't say it even if you're not leading the Mazuman. If you're just benching and you're in somebody else's house, even if you're in your own parents' house, you can say the bracha for your parents, that they are the Balei Bais, and you're giving Ahakara Satov to them for providing you with some food and sustenance. So Michael, that answers your question earlier about recognizing the hostess as well as the host. That would come into this, that you can refer to the Balei Bais and the Baalas HaBais, although the Hebrew grammar changes a lot because it's Nuch or not Nuchsochehor or whatever.
Oh, I've seen a bench with...
Yeah, there are benches with both. So the first person with priority when it comes to Mazuman is the guest. And then the next person in priority is if you've got somebody who's Gadol B'Chochma, a Talmud Chacham, and even if he comes late, then he gets priority as well for benching. And then if everybody is regarded as equal, you don't have guests and you don't have the Talmid Chachomim, then the Kohen takes precedence. You have to give to the Kohen, and there are views which say it's not really good enough just to say Bishus HaKohen, Bishus Kohanim. That you actually have to ask the Kohen. Only if the Kohen says no, then you can give it to somebody else and say, Bishus Kohanim. But otherwise, maybe, you know, the Kohen's power is very strong because a Kohen cannot always be mochel on his covered. See that, David? You can't be mochel on your covered. And after the Kohen comes the host. And in fact, the host has the right of veto. If the host really, for some reason, wants to bench himself, he may do so. There are times when the minhag is that the host does bench, and that is particularly on Seder night. Why is it Seder night? Well, the host has a very prominent role because he's also reading the Haggadah and leading the Seder, and he said, Kol dichven yeseh v'yechel. So there's the idea that he's tov ayin, is the expression used, that he has taken an assertive role in the leading of the Seder by inviting people in and so on, and therefore he will be leading the benching. I've seen it somewhere, also Friday night there's an in that the Balei Bais leads, but I can't trace the source for it.
So if he's benching, and there's a Kohen present, he doesn't need to say Bishus
Kohanim? Then according to that, he won't need to say Bishus Kohanim, but the Minhag Olam is still to say Bishus Kohanim, give them the respect that they deserve. Yes?
Well, if there's several guests in that time, the Chachomim and normal guests and Kohanim.
Well, there's no reason why you can't add on other people when you say Bishus.
No, but who would have...
You say Bishus Harav, Bishus HaKohen.
Yeah, who would have the priority then? Would you still give to the prophet here?
Well, the final arbiter is the host. If the host for some reason wants to give it a particular person, for example, in fact the Ramah says that even when there are guests present, the host can choose a family member. Let's say somebody in the family has a birthday, right? And you want to give them the mitzvah of leading the benching. And the guests are really coming in honour of the birthday anyway. So there's no reason why you can't give it to the birthday boy or whatever. It's perfectly illegitimate. But there is generally an order of priority, the guest, the gadol, the kohen, the host, and then there is an inyan of giving it to somebody who is an ovel. And just like we give chashivas to the kohen, we do also then give chashivas to a levi, that one can give to a levi if one has a choice. So there is another question which interestingly comes up in halacha, and that is, may a person refuse the offer? If a person is asked, because it's such an important mitzvah to bench mezuzah, are you allowed to say, no, I don't want to? And quite frighteningly, it does say, a person who is offered and declines, makatze yomov. I won't translate that, but it is written, though, in the Sefer Zimun Kilchasa, that's not a klala, it's not a curse on a person that his days will be shortened, but it is wrong to pass on the mitzvah when it is offered to you. So, yesterday, actually, I did offer a very chosh of a guest, mezuman, in lunch following an alfruf, and he said, don't you think we should give it to the chosan? So, all right, we complied with his wishes. Anyway, so a person shouldn't really decline. Why is it that it's frowned upon to decline? Because of this blessing you give to the host. If you are declining, then you are declining giving this public hakoras hatov to the Baal HaBayis. Alright, the Magen Avraham said only if you're benching on the coast you have this real chiyuv to bench the host. But the Sha'at Zion, who is the commentary on the Mishnah Berurah, says in Sif Kontes, well, he can't understand why there's no obligation to bless the host if there's no coast, and he feels you should be doing a bracha on the host in any case. An interesting question comes up regarding the use of a microphone. Everybody has to hear the mezuman, otherwise they're not yotzer. So the Piskei Teshuva says, whoever is benching needs to have a loud voice. But a microphone, you're not hearing the sound of a person. You can't hear the word Nevorech in its natural way, and therefore you're not Yotza. In fact, even people nearby can't hear properly because the voice is drowned by the amplification. And then he says, don't rebuke those who use it, since it's not quite the same like Megillah or Shofar, which are Shomea Ka'ona and are much more important. This is a case of an Aroma Shmer Yachdov, which is not regarded as rigid as Shomea Ka'ona, and therefore we will not tell off people who use it. The question is, should people break up into groups where they can hear each other? Well, that's only allowed if the host allows it. We don't do anything against the wishes of the host. And at weddings, it has become a common practice for the one who benches to sit near the chosan and kala, and other people who make the brachas for the shiva brachas to sit nearby so that they can hear it naturally and not through the amplification system. Yes, it says mitzvah levorech al hakos, and that applies, and it doesn't say tzorich, it doesn't say nagin, it doesn't say it's a custom, it says mitzvah. It says mitzvah levorech al hakos, and that can apply even if you're benching with three, and not only ten.
If you're having something
together, it's supposed to be like a kos. It does say mitzvah levorech al hakos, and certainly when there's more kaviyas like on Shabbos, it's better to do so, that when you are three people, it's good for benching to bring out the kos and to do it over a cup of wine. And this brings us to perhaps to one of my concluding comments, and that is this, that what we're doing with our food, which are mundane physical activities, is that we are elevating them all to the service of Hashem Yisborach. What we're doing when we're sitting down to a meal, which amongst the secularists is purely a bodily physical function or something to satisfy one's lusts and desires, we are elevating everything we do at our meal, the whole pattern of the meal. We're washing our hands for our motzi, we're having guests, we're having divrei Torah at the meal. Right, when we bench hamotzi using 10 fingers to represent 10 mitzvahs which are involved in the baking of bread, and the minhag of many is to maim acharonim, and when you're eating, you're giving yourself strength to serve your Creator, and this culminates in the Birchas HaMazon, when you're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part and parcel of this whole package is the benching of Mezuman, when we're doing Unaromo Shmo Yachtov, when we are coming together as a group, just like we done with a minion in shul. We bench Mezuman with a minion, or we bench Mezuman with three, and this is also part of elevating to Kedusha. And when it says in the Torah, Kedoshim Tziyu, you shall be holy, the Chazal say, Kadosh Atzmecha B'mashre Mutzaloch, those things which are allowed to you, you create Kedusha with. You're not simply creating Kedusha by putting on your tefillin and your tzitzis and davening. You're creating Kedusha by the mundane physical activities of eating to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and benching Mezuman is one of them. But there are added interesting ideas, Hashkofa ideas and psychological ideas we can take out from the ideas of benching Mezuman. When you are benching with other people, you are creating a unity between individuals to create a more social cohesion between other people together. And one of the 48 ways of acquiring Torah. How do you acquire Torah? There are so many different ways listed in Pei Kavos, and one of them is, it says, Bedibuk Chaverim. Some nuschos say bediktuk chaverim, but bedibuk chaverim is when you are together with other people, you're talking together, you're sharing divrei Torah together, you're telling chidushim to each other. So that automatically is one of the ways of acquiring Torah. When you can share avot with somebody else, that's a way of acquiring Torah. And in the same way, when you are benching with other people and you're doing a mitzvah together, you are creating something with other people, which leads us into the next idea, which is achdus. Achdus in Klal Yisrael. We cannot function properly as Jewish people if we all just carry on our daily lives as individuals. We are dependent upon each other. Not that we're parasites, but we depend, in order to serve Hashem properly, to relate to each other. It's not just the mitzvahs bein odom lachavero, but it's also the mitzvahs bein odom lamokom, that when we perform these mitzvahs bein odom lamokom, we're doing it as a group. And Chazal tell us that when we daven as a minyan, your tefillah b'tzibur always goes up with everybody else's together. So if you don't consider yourself worthy, Hashem will still listen to your davening when you daven with a minyan. And in the same way, when you are benching with someone, you're doing something unaroma shmo yachdom, and you're praising Hashem, but it creates a better way of us to live together, of respect for each other, of achdus together, when we do things together, and we're doing the mundane together, that the tzibur, not only are we heard more by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also that we are able to function better as Jewish people when we are in tandem with everybody else. Thank you very much.